Los Angeles store creates anti-lockdown display featuring Democrats. By Kyle Morris on December 3, 2020. While American businesses continue to feel the economic impact of being forced to close their doors amid the coronavirus pandemic, one popular clothing and accessory store in Los Angeles is standing up to any political elite that is a hypocrite with a unique window display. The Kitson store, located on Robertson Boulevard, has nearly a dozen posters, each with a famous Democrat, displayed in the storefront windows. Included in the display is Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, Hunter Biden, a Karen, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and celebrities Alyssa Milano and Chrissy Teigen. A video of the storefront shared on Instagram shows the poster displays, which are made to look like magazine covers with the caption People of the Year alongside a specified example of hypocrisy. One poster features Garcetti with the caption, "I will turn off your power if you do not obey." Target, Costco, Walmart, etc. can sell non-essential items, but small businesses are forbidden. Another features Biden's son, Hunter, with the caption, "Where is my laptop? My China deal is on it. Don't forget 10% for the big guy." The store also highlighted Dr. Fauci's inconsistency on whether face masks should be worn in public. "Make up your mind," the poster states, with a photo of Fauci attending a baseball game with his mask lowered below his mouth and nose. "Rules for thee, not for me," exclaimed a caption above a photo of Speaker Pelosi attending a hair salon for a private appointment without a mask amid the closure of California hair salons. Included below Pelosi's window display, sitting behind the glass window, is a box of hair dye, signaling to Pelosi that her visit to the hair salon was non-essential. "I demand a better table at the French Laundry restaurant and I want to be seated inside with my 22 friends," read a string of white decals plastered to the window above a photo of Newsom. Milano and Teigen, two celebrities who have previously signaled support for far-left efforts, are also highlighted in the display. Milano is featured in the window with the words "Defund the Police" written across her shirt. Breitbart News spoke with Jill Ishkanian, a publicist for Kitson, who said the tipping point for the decision to proceed with the window display came after Newsom violated his own guidelines and dined at the elite French Laundry restaurant for a lobbyist's birthday party on November 6. "We want to highlight anyone of the political elite that is a hypocrite," said Ishkanian, noting that anyone in 2020 that was a hypocrite is receiving a shout-out from the store. During the phone conversation with Breitbart News, Ishkanian said the response to the display has been overwhelming. "The response has been so overwhelming," Ishkanian added, noting that the store is so busy that she had been brought in to answer questions from callers. "You've seen throughout the past, you know, 8 months, there are some people who stand up and take a stand for what's right," Ishkanian said of those who have defied lockdowns and continue to push back against new rules being enforced by the government. "Those people are rare, those people are leaders." Ishkanian also said that the store had previously closed down to allow celebrities to shop. However, they are now getting special treatment by having their own window display. In regards to the future of the business amid ongoing lockdown statewide, the Kitson publicist also stated that this is not the store's first rodeo, and they sell essential items including toilet paper featuring Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden's image, hand sanitizer, airplane seat covers, and masks. "People in this area, especially when Garcetti is telling people they can't drive, need to be able to walk to get their essentials," Ishkanian said. The spokesperson for Kitson said there are other members of Congress they could highlight in their window, including a maskless Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, in an airport terminal. "Nothing stops for them, but it stopped for the ordinary person," Ishkanian said of the political elite, noting that no one is paying bills for those who have been forced to close and are out of a job. Ishkanian also insisted that many small business owners do not have the ears of the king like members of the political elite do, saying Walmart and Target received the majority of business during the first lockdown. Reactions to the window displays have been fairly successful, according to Ishkanian, who said people have been stopping nonstop to pose with certain posters. She also noted that there are cameras on the property to monitor activity in the area and said there is a surprise waiting if someone tries to engage in any type of vandalism on the property. Garcetti ordered residents of Los Angeles to stay in their homes on Wednesday as the city experiences a spike in coronavirus cases, telling them to cancel everything. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.